Hallelujah. Is everybody warm? Bummer, you need to get hot. Today's the day of hot. No cold, no lukewarm. You lukewarm, he spits you out. Amen? Spits you out and run you over. Remold you. Glory! God is good when? Oh, man, you mean he just doesn't show up on Sunday morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Miracles never cease. Thank you, Master. Would you turn to the book of Genesis in chapter 2? Because Jesus has a message for you. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Would you read it with me, please? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And what man was that? Adam. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to what? To the sight. And what? Good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So in other words, there were trees that were in the garden that were also pleasant to look at and desirable to partake of. But there was also a tree that represented knowledge of good and evil, and there was one other tree that was life. Let's go on. And one of the things I want to express this morning, that not only were the trees pleasant to the eye and good for food, but in that arena where Eve was going to be tempted, it would be tempted in the same arena of one that would be pleasant to the eyes and also good for food. But it wouldn't be real. It would be counterfeit. Does everybody understand that? It would be what? Counterfeit. And in verse 16 it says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Which ones? The trees that were pleasant to the eye and that were good for you. And of course, the tree of life. But of the tree of the what? Knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So he could eat of every tree, the tree of life and the tree that were pleasant and good for food. But he could not eat of the one tree that was knowledge of good and evil, even though it looked the same as the other ones. Does everybody understand that? And the Lord God said, it is not good for man that he should be alone, and I will make him a helper comparable to him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. So, God did not bring Eve in yet. He brought the animals in. Does everybody understand that? He said, I don't want him to be alone, so here's the animals. Why? Because Adam was within himself everything. There was no desire for woman, because there wasn't one. He was everything. He was every character. He was father and he was mother. He was created in the image and likeness of God. And so the Lord said, okay, I'm going to give you all of these animals. Now you name them. Why? Because he was expressing himself. Didn't God create things and name them? He was allowing Adam to share a part of creation. He was of a higher order. Amen? Go to Genesis 3 in verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, same thing that the Lord told Adam. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. That's pretty amazing, because when you think about it, she didn't say the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She just noticed the tree that was in the midst of the garden. Because one of Satan's greatest weapons is deception. He is the counterfeit of everything. And of course, then the serpent said to her, in verse 4, he said to the woman, you will not surely die. In other words, what's the difference between this tree and the rest of the tree? Does everybody, what's the difference between this tree and the rest of the trees? She couldn't tell. Do you understand that? They all looked good for food. But one was a command from God not to eat. For what does he say in verse 5? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God. Well, she already was like God. Knowing good and evil. Did God want her to know good and evil yet? No. No. Not yet. It wasn't time. In verse 6, for when the woman saw that the tree was what? Good for food. Isn't that all like all the rest of the trees? And that it was pleasant to the eyes. Wasn't that all like the rest of the trees? And a tree desirable to make one wise. Now that's what he was imparting in her. If you eat of this one, you'll be better than the rest of them. Isn't that what the enemy always tries to do? Tries to tell us something else is better? She took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were what? They were open to another realm, but they were closed to the spiritual realm. They no longer could see the serpent nor the God that created them. It was over with. They became blinded, separated. Is everybody okay? So again, one of the greatest weapons of Satan's kingdom is deception. He counterfeits everything. And one of the things that we are falling into right now, we are seeing more and more and more of a counterfeit reality than we've ever seen before. There is a counterfeit reality that is being manifested more than ever before. People are being easily deceived. What does it say? In the latter days, many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits, amen, and doctrines of demons. Again, the woman saw that the good for food and pleasant to the eyes, just like the other ones, desire to make one wise. In other words, what was happening, there was in the area of wisdom, he said to make one wise, he was trying to replace the wisdom of God with the wisdom of evil. Redirect, it was a redirection of wisdom by partaking of the forbidden tree that promoted a counterfeit reality. She thought she was going to be like God. Isn't that what moved Lucifer out of God's presence? The same thing. Why? He knew that if he could convince her to do that, it would move her out of God's presence. Does everybody get this? That's what counterfeit does. It moves us away from God, not closer to him. Oh, hallelujah. Satan's decree, didn't Satan's decree fail when he said, I will exalt myself above the heavens. I will be like the Most High. And what the Lord said, you're out of here. Oh, praise God. Counterfeit reality, what does it do? It's manipulation to control the masses. That's what it's manipulation to control the masses. Now, there's something else I want to share with you, because in this arena where we say it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, knowledge is also a representation of technology. God knew that there would be a point in time where technology would begin to overtake man, and we're there. We've already reached it. Hallelujah. So the new true reality is hidden beyond the veil of eternity. That is true reality. That's the eternal reality. That's why when you and I are born again, we are actually connected with reality. What's the purpose of it? To expose the counterfeit reality. Amen? One of the things that the counterfeit reality or false reality does is it causes mankind to walk in darkness, under the ruler of darkness, and continue to increase the counterfeit reality by expanding the deceptions and by using man to apply it. In Daniel chapter 12, everybody's going, how can the president be so stupid and deceived? Does everybody get it? Because he is a part of the counterfeit reality. Because many individuals are part of the counterfeit reality. And they promote it. And they'll do everything they can to continue to promote it and expand it. Think about something. What does 666 mean? The number 6 is representation of man. On the 6th day, God created man, right? Well, 6, when you think about 666, it's actually a triangle. It's a representation of a pyramid. And the counterfeit reality of 666 is government, a man that would rule in a counterfeit reality, money that would be used as a god in a counterfeit reality, and religion. that would use in a counterfeit reality to keep what? To control the masses of mankind and to keep as much, as many as they can away from the true King, where they came from, and who we are in Christ. And Daniel chapter 12, is anybody there? In verse 1. And it says, "And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered." We know that that time of trouble is going to come. It will be the 7-year tribulation. And it says here, "And everyone who is found written in the book will be delivered. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awakened, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of what? The end." Are we in the time of the end? Yes, that's why many revelations, that's why the books have been opened. All kinds of things are happening. Why more and more darkness is being exposed? Because it is at the time of end where many shall run to and fro. "And knowledge shall increase." Technology shall increase. Listen, where you see the word darkness, that's technology. Does everybody get that? Why? Because it's a promoter of what? Technology is a promoter of darkness to keep people blind. Listen, who's behind everything? Who rules the earth? Satan's kingdom. So he's behind education. He's behind the medical field. He's behind everything. And then people begin, until people can begin to understand the counterfeit reality, they'll stay stuck in it and be used and stay in bondage. In other words, who do people serve in the counterfeit reality? Amen. Satan, self and Satan. Same thing. Self and Satan. His purpose is that we die in the counterfeit reality, serving self and serving Satan, so he can keep us away. Isn't that what actually kept Adam and Eve away from God's presence? They got deceived. Eve was declared a counterfeit reality. She partook of it. And then she gave it to her husband. So she even deceived her husband. She didn't go over and say, "Listen, this is the tree I got it from. Let me show you the tree. Let me show you the serpent that told me it." That's not what happened. As soon as she partook of his seed, she gave it to her husband's seed. Is everybody okay? Acts 26. So what was Daniel told? He was told that knowledge would increase. Technology would increase. It would overtake. It would infiltrate. It would develop a different character in the individuals. And that's what's in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It would influence, attract, and entice individuals to partake of it. And it would increase and expand its purpose and darkness to keep people blinded from the true reality and keep them caught up in the counterfeit reality. In Acts chapter 26, oh glory, in verse 12, 26:12. "While thus occupied, as I journeyed," this is Saul, who became Paul, "to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" Well, was he persecuting Jesus or the body of Christ? Who's persecuting the body of Christ, who is the body of Jesus here on earth. That's why he's the head. Amen? "It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open what? To open what? Their eyes. To open their eyes. Why? Because they've been caught up in a what? Counterfeit reality. To open their eyes in order to turn them from what? Darkness to light. And from the power of Satan to who? God. that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So that they may what? Receive their sight. Does everybody understand that? Open eyes from darkness to light, the power of Satan to the power of God. Satan being the ruler of the counterfeit reality. And of course, his greatest weapon is what? Deception. John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 18. Do you know that even now where there is technology where they can actually hologram things? Where I forgot what person was doing a concert. And she was doing a concert in one state, but she was hologrammed in three or four other states. I forgot who it was. But anyways, they were talking about it. I'm thinking, wow, this is phenomenal. Think about what the image of the beast is going to be. He'll be a false reality. You know, I was hearing a testimony. I think my wife was telling me about an individual that had a dream. And in this dream, this guy was, he was an atheist. And he wasn't sure who to accept. He wasn't, you know, and so he was kind of like on the fence. And so Satan showed up and he goes, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I'm here because you're mine. Basically, he said, what do you mean? I haven't made a decision yet. I'm on the fence. He says, I own the fence. I own the fence. So people who are on the fence don't even realize that they're L-O-S-T, living outside of salvation's truth. They haven't made their decision yet. Well, they're lost because Satan owns the fence. John 3:18. Would you read it with me? He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, the word believe means to what? Follow. How many times you hear somebody, I believe. Let's go party. Slap. 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men what? They loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were what? Evil. Evil. So, man now is born in darkness, aren't they? And the word says that darkness can't, when you're in darkness, you can't comprehend. That's why many people are on the fence, because they can't get it. They didn't even know they're being poked by the pointed fence there. And it's trying to wake them up. They don't even know it. They don't know Satan owns a fence. They can get before the Lord. Lord, I didn't make a decision yet. Yeah, well, the devil owns a fence, man. You made your decision. So men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices evil, what? Hates the light. You got to understand that practicing evil is anything that God disapproves of. Anything. Anything God disapproves of is evil. Does everybody get it? In fact, the word says that anything's not of faith, it's sin. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. You know, when I was out there using, partying and smoking dope and everything else, I sure wasn't doing it out in public. I was doing it behind closed doors. Why? Because I was serving darkness. I didn't want my child to know what I was doing. Sometimes I didn't want my wife to know what I was doing. But when you're not, you know, when you begin to have to hide things, now you're in darkness. Does everybody understand that? You're in darkness. Listen, if there's something that you're ashamed of sharing, well then, hello. Then there's something not right. There's something that we're doing in darkness. Amen? Let's go a little further. Praise God. For everyone, I want to say verse 20 again. For everyone who practices evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his what? Deeds be exposed. So, men, from the time of Adam, fallen man was born in darkness, and men loved darkness. I mean, we were children of the night when we were out B.C., when I was B.C.'d before Christ. I was a night person, like a vampire, you know? Only I didn't drink blood, I drank everything else. Oh, glory. In John 8. Another counterfeit reality. Like, there's vampires that survive on blood. Hello. Does everybody get that? Now, there are individuals that drink blood to sacrifice offerings to Satan's kingdom. And they love to shed human blood to receive power. That's a reality. But most of the world thinks it's just a movie. Because Hollywood, which is the wand of magic, deception, promotes movies to make people think that they're just movies. You know, look, so many things are hidden in plain sight. But people don't see it. They just ignore it. It's nothing. Kids cutting themselves. Oh, it's just a trend. No, they're offering themselves up to Satan. Does everybody get, you know, at one time, look at the technology now with phones where you can reach anything. You know, when I was a kid, if you wanted to look at a magazine that wasn't good, you couldn't go buy it at the store. The only way you get it is if your dad had it or your friend's dad had it. Amen? Now you can just, bam, there it is. Hello, pornography. Pow! Why? Because technology has increased to promote the counterfeit reality. It promotes wickedness, evilness, darkness, and keeps a person in bondage. And if Satan can kill that person in that place of being, that person goes to hell. Oh, hallelujah, John. Chapter 8, are we there yet? In verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again in the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say?" And this they said, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear them. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and he said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience or by the Holy Spirit, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last, and Jesus was left alone and a woman standing in the midst. But Jesus had raised himself up. When he raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those who accuse you of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and what? Don't do it anymore." What did he do? Grace. Mercy. He just said, "Don't do it again." Why? Because the worst thing is going to come. Does everybody understand that? Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world." What was Jesus doing? Bringing reality into a counterfeit reality. "He who follows me," hello, "he who what? Follows me, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life," follows him. See, so we've got to examine ourselves every day in every arena of, number one, what's your motive and what's the intent of your motive? Amen. What's the motive? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And compare that, well, am I actually following the Lord? Am I being the example of the Lord? If I'm not following the Lord, then I'm lost. Because that's what believe means. It means to follow him. If somebody gave you directions and you don't follow it, what happens? You get lost. Hello. It's real simple. MapQuest is not a way to heaven. Okay? It will mislead you. Hallelujah. Go to verse 42. Jesus said to him, "If God were your father, you would have loved me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the who? The devil." Here's Jesus telling these religious dudes, Pharisees and Sadducees. He said, your father's a devil. Why? Because you wouldn't let go of your traditions. You chose not to follow me. You rejected me. "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." Why? He is the father of the counterfeit reality. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. He doesn't stand in truth. What's he stand in? Deception. That's what he does. It's his greatest weapon. He does it everywhere. He's not done. He's not done it and left. He's still here doing it. And so is his kingdom, constantly promoting deception. Look, they come up with more movies, more music, more books, more technology to keep people in deception. And they counterfeit reality, constantly separating them from the true reality, the eternal reality. Because he said there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, hello, he's a liar. He speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Hears. When you hear something, you believe it, you receive it, and you execute it. That's called hearing. Because if you don't believe it, you only listen. And you go, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that. And pff, walk away from it. He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not mine. Does everybody get it? Or not God's. It'd be a bummer going to church many years and get before him and said, I don't know you. But Lord, I went to church. That don't mean stink. You didn't talk to me. You didn't have fellowship with me. You didn't wait on any of my commands. In fact, you didn't do a thing I asked you to do. There was no relationship. You live for you in a counterfeit reality, and you serve darkness. Your good deeds that you did, you glorified yourself. You brought me no glory, he says. But Lord, I feed this, I do this, look at me. No, here's a look at me. Is everybody okay? This is that promoting of that false reality. This is what's going on so much. It's a counterfeit reality, a counterfeit religion. Following out of dark, the people are following darkness continuously. You know, how in a counterfeit reality, there's counterfeit rewards. People become successful and think they've done a good thing. Victory is what matters. Victory in the spirit. Does everybody understand that? Victory in the spirit. Because most people who become successful build their own empire anyways, unless their heart is truly with the Lord. Where they're not looking at building their empire, they're looking at building the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Counterfeit reality. It brings false rewards. Why? Because it always promotes self, doesn't it? Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Therefore be what? Imitators. Be what? Imitators. Imitators of who? God, as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But what? Fornication. Fornication. If you don't understand what fornication is, it's two people that are having sex together that are unmarried. Hello? Although these days it could be two men or two women also. Mm. Fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness. Let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. In other words, they don't get home. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the what? Sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be what? Partakers. Don't be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose it. Expose it. So in other words, if we know what we're doing is not right, stop. Stop it. Repent. Turn from it. Get rid of it. Does everybody it's that difficult? It really isn't. If you're still touching unclean things, stop. Why? Because it's going to open the door. And more of the enemy's going to flood in. More darkness is going to come. And you're going to begin to help expand the counterfeit reality instead of expose it. Amen? And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. And what are you exposing? Counterfeit reality. Amen? Come on, think about it. We have many heroes now. All counterfeit reality. Superman. Batman. What's the other ones? Wonder Woman. Wonder where she came from. I think she was the, doesn't she sit on a bull or something? Wonder where she came from. We have all kinds of false heroes. Spider-Man. You know, all of these false heroes that they have to put on something to become something. That's why Jesus said, put on Christ. Amen. So we need to take the Superman stuff off and all, you know, hello. Thor and the Avengers and whatever. But these are all, aren't they counterfeit realities of superheroes? Aren't they counterfeit realities of God? That's what they are. People want to be Superman and Spider-Man and Spider-Woman and whatever and to become a hero. Well, there's something in us that God has because he looks at us as his heroes. We're heroes. What are we heroes for? We're heroes for the kingdom of God. We're more than who we think we are. We don't need to put on Superman. We just need to put on Christ. He's the greatest hero there is. All glory. Let's go a little further. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. You know, our people were at the Mecham auto auction for the last week, and they busted their butts. For the kingdom, they labored unto the Lord. But you know, you realize how many people go to these places. And listen, I like cars. I think cars are cool and stuff like that. But a car ain't getting me to heaven. Amen? I want to, if I build a nice car, I'm going to put the label on it, the one that gets you to heaven. A Jesus car, witness car. But it's amazing how many people spend so much money on buying a car and putting it in a garage. Man, that car could feed how many kids? How many people? Think about it. Some of these cars went for $1.something million. Excuse me, $2.6 million. For a car that they're not even going to drive. Talk about it. It's because it makes them feel something. It replaces God's presence. So it makes them feel good that they have these cars. Some people have all kinds of, man, they got, you know, storehouses of all kinds of cars that they just buy and they store. They buy, they store, they buy, they store. Then they can look at. I own them. Idol. Idolatry. Counterfeit reality. Amen? This is what the world promotes. They promote self because in this realm, the counterfeit reality is called the kingdom of self. It is known as the matrix. Amen? 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. What does it say? When I was a child, I what? I spoke like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror. Hello. We see where? In a mirror what? Dimly. Dimly. In other words, let me tell you, as you grow more in the Spirit, you begin to see through. You get X-ray vision. Not like Superman, like Jesus. Jesus was able to, what did he say? I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it first. The more you stay filled with the Spirit of God, the more you see through the counterfeit reality. That's why some people have accepted Jesus and never gotten filled. And they're still caught up in the counterfeit reality. Why? Because they don't have X-ray vision. They can't see through the counterfeit reality. And they get stuck here and stay here. And they even do things that they think they're doing for God. Because they're doing good things, but they're still bringing glory to themselves, not to him. That's why there's many people out there, well, I'm a good person. I just smoke dope on weekend, watch pornography occasionally, but I'm a good person. Good and evil come from the tree of death. There's only one tree that promotes righteousness, and that's the tree of life. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away what? Childish things. Isn't it time for that? In every area. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide, faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Love. See dimly. One of the things, again, that mankind doesn't even realize that they're encaged. They're encaged. Only through Christ. That's why he gave us the keys. One of them is lock ourselves out. Amen? He gave us the keys. He said, here, man, get out of jail. I carry a car with me all the time. Get out of jail free. I just have to lift my hands and repent. Lord, get me out of here. I have two cards. 1 Thessalonians 5. Oh, hallelujah. Counterfeit reality. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. Why? Because you should know them. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. And let me tell you, that's the purpose. So everybody that's caught up in the counterfeit reality is going to be told, everything's okay, don't worry about it. We got it all in control. We're the government. We know how to take care of you. Then bam. Oh, we lied. Then sudden destruction. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the others who do, but let us watch and be what? Sober, alert. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as the helmet, the hope of salvation. You know, alcohol has been legal, but it's nothing but liquid dope. Now, people are all over the country are moving to Colorado or whatever so they can open up businesses to make money by selling pot. If it's mind-altering, it opens the door to demons. The purpose of it, that's why it's called mind-altering substances, because it alters the mind. It brings compromise, complacency, laziness. It rejects the voice of God. It cannot hold the things of God because it allows the enemy to come in and steal, kill, and destroy the things that God has imparted in the person. So they can never fulfill the will of God in their life because they're caught up in a counterfeit reality. They may believe Jesus. They may believe in salvation. They even may believe in the Bible, but they don't do it. Hello. There's a difference of being a doer and not being a doer. In verse 9, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but he appointed all the rest of them, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or we sleep, we shall live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you have also have been doing. So again, we are not in darkness, are we? And Colossians chapter 1. Man, if they could just put this message globally in every household tonight, I think there'd be a great revival. First, there'd be a lot of repenting. People may be throwing their boyfriends and girlfriends out of their bed. You're on the couch tonight, homie. Yeah, we're done with this until we get right with Jesus. Yeah. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Would you read it with me? For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all what? Wisdom and spiritual understanding. How many of y'all know we need some wisdom and spiritual understanding, man? That you may what? Walk worthy. So he's saying without wisdom and spiritual understanding, can you walk worthy? No. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. So without wisdom and spiritual understanding, can you fully please him? No. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with love. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to what? Be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Again, we've been rescued from the power of deception into the kingdom of truth. It is a higher order. It's an eternal order. It allows me and you to walk in power, truth, and dominion. Dominion over what? Counterfeit reality. Counterfeit reality. You know, so many times people are saying, well, it's just the trend. It's just how things are today. Well, Jesus, God didn't change. God didn't change at all. Listen, I had B.C. in my life, man, I believed that if my belief was ridiculous. And I believed that God, if anything grew here, I could chew it, eat it, or smoke it. Didn't realize it was cursed. So if I partake of something that's cursed, it opens the door to the enemy, doesn't it? Amen. In 1 John chapter 1, and man, did I open the door to the enemy. 1 John chapter 1. Is everybody okay? You know, I had a dream one time, and it was pretty wild because I was actually in a, I was about a 55 convertible Buick or something like that, and I was driving, and people were in the back seat were rooting, yeah, let's go, and I'm thinking, all right, yeah, let's go, and I ended up going to a college, and I got out of the car, and I ended up, and all the students were outside, and I started walking up to them and telling them about Jesus, and nobody was listening because they were like zombies. And I started shaking them. And I'm going, man, Jesus is coming. You need to get right. Jesus is coming. I was shaking everybody. And I got on my knees, and everybody was outside around these stainless steel tables and eating and talking. And I got on my knees, and I said, Father, they don't see. They don't know. They don't understand. Awaken them. Awaken them. And the one thing I realized, that the people that were in my back seat were some of my relatives that had passed away. And they were in my backseat of my in this car rooting me on to go for Jesus. I thought, whoa, this is wild. But this was in a dream. But I was in this college and shaking people. And I believe God is trying to shake people. I mean, I was shaking them, man. I wanted to shake their heads off so they got a new one. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Would you read it with me? This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So there's no gray area. There's no fence. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we what? Lie. And do not practice the truth. So there's got to be an area where you practice the truth to be in the light. If you're not practicing the truth, you're in darkness. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You know how many people you can go up to and say, if you ask them, if you went outside and walked around, did you sin today? No, I didn't sin. You can go out to many people, many of them. I would say probably 90% of them will tell you they didn't sin, and 90% of them are lost. Probably 50% of them proclaim to be believers. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Whoa. Colossians chapter 3. In verse 1. Colossians. Verse 1, let's speak it together. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. In other words, if you're seeking those things that are above, you're making connection, aren't you? In other words, you're looking to God whether you are pleasing him or not. Set your what? Your mind, your thoughts, your motives, your attitudes, your intents on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Why? Because everything associated here is what? Considered a counterfeit reality. So what's he saying? Burn through that. Burn through that counterfeit reality and touch home. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, Christ, who is our life. So if you're in Christ, you're living in Christ, he is your life. For if you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passions, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to what? Put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with its deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So we're to set our minds on the things that please God. Keep in position as a new creation in Christ of a higher order that dominates the counterfeit reality of this world. You know how many believers don't even read the Word of God? You know how many churches don't promote? Bring your Bible and learn. Jesus said, come to me and learn from me. Amen. 1 John chapter 2. Why? Because after we've been unplugged from the counterfeit reality, the matrix, we want to stay unplugged. Amen? So we've got to strengthen our inner man. We've got to be fed. Why? Our food now comes from God, from His Word, and our drink is His Spirit. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Oh, yes. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Are we there? Do not love the world. What's the world? Counterfeit reality. Don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the what? Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away. The counterfeit reality will pass away. And it will take everyone with them who's in it. The world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, and that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, carried by the Holy Spirit. In other words, when you are baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, you know all things. In the arena of, you can tell the difference between the counterfeit reality and the eternal reality. Why? Because you have X-ray vision. You see through it. And you don't have to put on any uniform but Christ. Amen? That's why Jesus says something powerful in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Oh, glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. What's it say? Do not be what? Unequally yoked together with unbelievers or idols. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk among them, and I'll be their God, and they'll be my children if you do this. If you do what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Come out from what? Counterfeit reality, which is ruled by Antichrist. That you come out from among them, the counterfeit reality, and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch what is unclean or promoted by the counterfeit reality that puts people back into darkness. And I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Almost done. Praise God. James chapter 3 and verse 13. So he said, listen, you're going to need some wisdom and spiritual understanding, right? But the world has something to offer you. It's called wisdom, but it's not from God. In verse 13, is everybody there? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of what? Wisdom. But if you have envy, if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is what? Earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. Wow. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield or submit, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without what? hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So we see that there's a counterfeit wisdom, isn't there? It's amazing. We hear about all these think tanks. Why does somebody got to go to a think tank? People go to think tanks to try and get some wisdom. They don't even realize that that wisdom's come from hell to promote counterfeit reality. Does everybody get it? But there's a wisdom that comes from above. The word says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. But seek his righteousness. Amen. What does it say? Ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock, and the door will be open. People are going to mediums, sorcerers, trying to find out what's in their life. And they get lied to. Listen, they can make something happen in your life. They'll tell you something that it's going to happen, and they send the demons out to manifest it, to keep you away from God. See, everything you need to know is in here. It's the eternal manual. But he says if you are in the Spirit, under the anointing, the eternal presence and power and truth of God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, there'll be fellowship with the King of Glory. He's going to speak to you. He's going to visit you in dreams and visions. He's going to direct you and guide you to all truth. And he's going to tell you things to come if we're hearing. Amen? Glory. All right. Let's go to Proverbs 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Counterfeit reality. We need to continually expose it. And make sure you don't get caught up in it. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 10. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, what wisdom is he talking about? Worldly or eternal? Eternal. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked. You know, people are doing evil and don't even know they're doing evil. That's why it's a counterfeit reality. People are doing evil and don't even know they're doing evil. Whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. To deliver you from the immoral man or woman, from the seductress who flatters with their lips or words, who forsakes the companion of their youth and forgets the covenant of their God. For their house leads down to what? Death. And their paths to death. None who go with them return, nor do they again regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. And I'm going to close at Romans 13. Counterfeit reality. Oh, hallelujah. Look at in the medical field of counterfeit reality. Oh, my gosh. You know how many people are hooked on pain medication and antidepressant medication? Because that's all the world offers is counterfeit. They do not offer freedom. They offer bondage. People wait in line. Let me tell you, New York, man, if you're a heroin addict, man, you make money. The government will give you a place to stay, provide your methadone and everything else. And it's amazing how they have their advertisements. Listen, if you're watching those advertisements about New York, about prospering, they lie. It is the most high expensive taxes. The place is difficult. They're promoting all kinds of stuff in New York. It's difficult. They want to move businesses there. They're trying to say, yeah, we're going to get you move your business there. You'll be good here. Yeah, no, you won't. They're going to take your money. Hello? I lived in New York. I know what it's like. Hello. Praise God. Romans 13. Is everybody okay? I'm just telling you, man, there's just so much lies on TV. It's constant. It's just constant. Every time you turn the TV on, man, a commercial, they lie. Media lies. Everything's a lie. We live in such a counterfeit world. It's ruled by darkness, deception, and lies. And it keeps people in bondage, blinded, and deceived. It's a slavery. And the devil uses people to get fed and uses them to build his kingdom. Did you ever see that movie, I'm Sick and Tired of It? What is it? I'm Tired of... Anyways, and I'm sick and tired. The guy's screaming out the window, I'm sick and tired of this. Yeah, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm tired of this. Is anybody tired of being sick and tired? And people, so many people taken but captive? See, we need that Holy Ghost bazooka, man. Start shooting these demonic forces, awful people. They ride them. They ride people like horses. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 11. Would you read it with me? And do this, knowing the time that now is high time to what? Awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and not lust, not in strife and not envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust and be snagged in the counterfeit reality. Amen. This is why God has chose me and you to expose it. We must expose it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed again today be protected by the blood of Jesus and grow and bear fruit for your glory. And that again, boldness and wisdom and understanding would be released to your people to stand up because it is the year of the sword and be bold in exposing and declaring your love and your truth in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.